Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
Oh, what's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, and this is The Positive Truth. We're bringing the positive news because we know you're not seeing enough of it. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
A little tired, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Before we get to these positive news stories, if you want to support the podcast, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positive news that we're selling for free, by the way, for free. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Helps us out. Assists us so much. We also have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, where we post positive videos, positive articles, and Tim's pretty face.
Ha! Take that, world.
Speaking of taking that, world, we're going to take that world by giving them these positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have an amazing news story right here. It popped up all over my social medias, all over Twitter, all over Facebook, even on Instagram. So in Chicago, have you heard about the polar vortex?
Oh, you know. Super cold death?
Exactly. So, you know, in the Chicago area, the weather, you know, temperatures got down to about like the negative 22 degrees, and it was super dangerous to be outside at that time. So what ended up happening was a bunch of people, they donated propane tanks, about 100 propane tanks, to the homeless people that were out there that were camping outside, and they ended up getting confiscated because the Chicago Fire Department showed up because one of them exploded while it was being used. So they took them out, and they were just like, you know, they're too dangerous. Once that it was reported that the Chicago Fire Department confiscated all of those propane tanks, a woman came out of nowhere. At first, it was reported that she charged 20 hotel rooms to her credit card, and it gave around 80 homeless people a warm bed to sleep on for a week. Nobody knew who she was. Later on, they came and found out who she was, and her name is Candace Payne. And I actually have a really cool interview that CBS Chicago station WBBM did with her, and it's on our Facebook page right now as I speak, so go ahead and check that out. She is amazing, super inspiring. We definitely got to talk about her more. She's up for a Positive Truth Person of the Year in my eyes.
Saving a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely. On her personal credit card too, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, shouts out and do rags off to her.
Tú sabes.
My first positive news story is a follow-up to last year.
Ooh.
So last year, the country of Mad Hatter, a country in India, it's a city called, I can't pronounce it, I'm going to say Mad, H-Y-A, all one word, Pradesh, let's just call it Pradesh. They planted, you know, a few trees last year. In about, you know, 12 hours, they planted 60 million trees. You remember that, Tim?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that because I thought it was wicked and wild because they did that like pretty quick too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did in 12 hours. You know how much they did this year? 66 million trees in 12 hours.
Way to up the ante.
So, well, actually, I got that wrong. So last year was 50 million trees instead of 60 million, but still.
It's way more than we've ever done, for sure. No, that's amazing, man. That's awesome. I'm glad that, you know, they're still doing something about it. They didn't just do one thing. They're doing multiple things. This is throughout the whole country, right?
Yeah, 1.5 million volunteers took place. Last year, they had 800,000 volunteers. So they almost doubled their volunteer count.
Dude, that's awesome.
Absolutely awesome. So, yeah, shout out to India. Plant those trees.
Tú sabes.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I actually have a story out of Florida. Florida State football player, his name is Travis Rudolph. His team went to a middle school just to visit some of the kids, you know, help inspire. And during lunch, he saw this kid that was sitting by himself. So he went to go get a lunch tray and sat with the kid to eat lunch. And later on, the little boy's mother found out and wrote a tear-jerking letter to tell him thank you. Basically, the child's autistic, and he doesn't have very many friends. So whenever his mom found out, she was beyond thankful. And somebody posted about this story and said that, I saw a snippet about this on ESPN, and I haven't seen anything about it on Facebook, so we need to see more of it. Please share this story. So I wanted to not only share this story on our Facebook page, I wanted to talk about it here on The Positive Truth so everybody out there listening can hear it. So shout out to Travis Rudolph. Keep doing your thing, man. You're definitely being noticed.
That is awesome, man. Absolutely awesome. Youth doing great things, man.
Absolutely.
But we're at the halfway point of the podcast where me and Tim like to do our audio meditation, where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm going to be a cliche, but I'm going to say the youth. Today, I got to witness a group of students at the high school I work at go into a faculty meeting and talk to the teachers and faculty about what they want from them. And a few of those students happen to be my athlete, which made me super proud. So I'm super thankful for them, of course, but they're great leaders. And the main message that they told the faculty was, we just want you to care. And I thought that was a great message coming from these students, something that, you know, sometimes the faculty needs to hear. Teachers, principals, you know, janitorial staff, coaches, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs to understand that these kids, no matter what you're doing, a lot of these kids just need you to care. And the fact that they had the courage to go up there in front of all of these adults that are supposed to be teaching them and let them know what they need was definitely brave of them. And I'm definitely thankful that they were able to do that, because I know it's going to pay off for my daughter in the future.
That's awesome, man. These kids are doing what we always were complaining about, but never did anything. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly, man.
I'm grateful for sleep, because there's nothing like it, guys. Nothing like it. Getting 8 hours of sleep is just incredible, and there's just not enough of us, including myself sometimes, to get enough sleep. So that's what I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful for a Starbucks in Canada. And when I say a Starbucks in Canada, I mean every Starbucks in Canada, because they made an announcement yesterday, whenever you hear this, that the company will cut down on food waste and help feed those in need. So every Starbucks in Canada is going to donate all of their unsold food.
Let's go, Starbucks. Starbucks, like, came up over the last 2 years. Let's just throw that one out there.
As someone that doesn't do coffee, I'm just going to assume Tim's saying the right thing, because I really don't know what Starbucks been doing. But anyway.
Oh, man. Well, I have one more story for the day. And it's actually about a police officer who witnessed something cool. It's another story out of Florida, Bronson, Florida. A police officer was driving by, and he happened to see three men helping an elderly couple. So on video, I'm going to share this video to our Facebook page. It's already gotten over 5 million views on Facebook. But Officer Kenesha Carnegie, she stopped at a gas station, saw an 89-year-old woman having trouble to get into her car. And before she could even get over there, three men were assisting the couple, helped her get into her car. You can hear the husband yelling, "Thank you so much, fellas. I'm 100 years old," which is pretty awesome in itself. And yeah, man, it definitely made me smile. If you guys want to check it out, it'll be at our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast.
That's awesome. Also, if I ever make it to 100, I'm definitely telling people that too.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm calling everybody little fella. Thanks, little fella.
I'm calling everybody young buck.
Oh, yes, young buck.
I don't care if you're 75. If I'm 100, you're a young buck. Hey, young buck. That. Yeah, I'm 100 over here. You know, I can't do it like I used to.
I remember when I ran a sub 5 minute mile. Man.
Yeah, I know,
I can
Tim.
Imagine myself.
That's all you.
Oh, man.
Who knows, with science, man, you might be able to do that whenever you're 90 to 100.
I want a hoverboard first, man. I'm tired of all these fake videos.
I don't want a hoverboard, but I do want to shout out Oregon. They have a new bottle deposit system for recycling, where you basically just walk in there, you can throw the bottles in, the plastic bottles. And since they've installed this, their rate of retention is up 64%. And you know how many bottles the state of Oregon recycled last year in 2018? All-time record, Tim.
I have no clue.
2 billion.
Woo!
They've hit 90% redemption rate.
That's a lot. That's awesome.
For every bottle of, you know, plastic bottle they sell, 90% or every 10, out of every 10 bottles they sell, 9 out of 10 are like getting deposited or getting recycled. That's awesome. Shout out to Oregon. That is amazing, man.
That is amazing. That's very impressive that a state can do that. We got to step our game up over here, man.
I mean, that's aluminum, glass, rigid plastic containers. They've done all of it. So shout out to Oregon, because that's amazing. I can't believe we haven't heard about this.
Yeah, no, man. I haven't heard or seen anything about that online.
So, yeah. Shout out to Oregon. Shout out to Do Rags Off. And we are done with positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
I do. Hard times don't create heroes. It is during the hard times when the hero within us is revealed. Bob Riley.
That reminds me of the quote, like, can a man be brave if he's scared? And they reply, that's the only time a man can be brave. Don't remember who it was from, though.
I like that one, man.
So, yeah. Go be brave and do some positivity to all our listeners. We'll be brave and spread some more positivity as well. Until next time, we're out.
Stay positive.